We want revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online. Fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check. Go.
Weapons check. Ice check. Complete.
We have launch for the Informant podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Mig, Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Mig, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
So hey everybody, what's been going on? What's everybody thinking about this pack thing coming up? You getting excited?
I'm looking forward to getting away.
On Friday. Yeah. It will be fun to meet everybody.
Not you. Why?
I'm never excited.
Oh, well, that goes without saying. And those that have listened to the show now for 38 episodes know that.
Right.
That's right.
One thing I find odd is they haven't told us anything. So we're all kind of going into it without really knowing what we're going to do or what the whole purpose is.
I think that's the best way.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
To get everybody fresh. You don't want everybody tainted by all their friends and everything else. I mean, everybody's already tainted, but they want to make sure that you come in fresh, that you have fresh ideas for whatever topics are coming in.
Right.
So I just hope that they allow me to talk about family and about wars and about how we can integrate that type of thing within the game. Because there is no family module. There is no warring module. They hose the living crap out of this rivals list. They use this stupid heart thing to just irritate the living crap out of me.
Didn't he just have a recent heart experience?
Oh, he's experiencing cardiac arrest.
Multiple. Here I am in a war right now, and just like right now, this ass hat is going down. But you know what's going to happen? Is I'm going to click this stupid power attack button 45 freaking times in a second, and the stupid heart thing is going to come up. And you know what's not going to come up? My ice or my kill. Why? Because this stupid love is hard to find. I'm going to take a heart and
it's going to be over in one more day after the show.
Put this crap over in the jobs where it belongs. Don't put it in my line of fire because I'm not getting my ices. I'm not getting my kills. And then everybody else just looks at me like, why aren't you posting?
Because, yeah.
Anyway, but I'm excited about PAC.
Good. Yeah, you really do sound excited. I'm sure they're looking forward to having you.
Well, I have a feeling there won't be any Shamrocks popping up on the fight list in March.
Boy, I tell you what.
Oh, yeah. Don't even go there.
I hope maybe that they'll finally, I don't know if they ever will, but I hope they finally learn a lesson that we don't need these pop-ups to play. Okay, so let's say you're fighting. Why can't the heart just show up as a loot item just like other loot items?
Exactly.
You know, we've talked about this before. I mean, it's not to beat a dead horse or then, you know, but then again, we are. I just think from a game perspective, you know, we have all these events we've had, like back when you got the Halloween costumes, those Halloween costumes just showed up in the game as loot items.
Right.
So why do you have to make it now that this is this big, huge, gargantuan pop-up? And even for the minigame, what they need to do is just have in the header banner section, if you've won the minigame or the minigame was available to pop up, then just put it as one of the things in that section. And then the next time you go to play the game, you know, that you're not in the middle of a war or a fight or whatever, then you can go play it manually yourself at that point. So you earned it, it shows up, and then once you play it, you're done with it. You can only get one minigame at a time anyway.
Well, speaking of that, they added a new pop-up.
Don't!
Remember the pop-up that said, keep the gifts flowing after you closed your Zynga message center? Well, now you're getting a pop. It doesn't say that, but it's the same screen, and it covers your whole homepage.
Yeah, and you can't even figure out where to go.
You have to click the skip button, and it's not in the upper right corner. You got to look for it, and it says skip, and that's how you close it.
Gosh.
Or you can do what they want you to do and send out your gifts, which is ironic that right after you send out your gifts or close that pop-up, then the message center pop-up comes up. So they want you to accept your gifts. But if you already sent out your 40 gifts a day, then you can't gift anybody back because you're out of requests.
And these are ridiculous modifications to the game that just cause interference and prevent you from playing it. because why do you need a pop-up that tells you to gift people? You're going to gift if you play the game right and you're sharing with family, friends, and other people. Why do you need a pop-up to tell you that you have new gifts that arrived? Because you're going to see the icon in the top right-hand corner, and you can open up the ZMC whenever you need it. And it may not be what you want to do when you first come into the game.
No, because most people, when I first come on, I want to fight or do my jobs or rob.
Catch my daily take or something like that.
And yeah.
Just because I'm saying I need to do my daily take does not mean I need a pop-up telling me to do my daily take.
Exactly.
I want to make those decisions myself.
That would actually be a useful pop-up because people forget it.
No, it would not be useful. It would be bad.
No pop-up could be useful here.
That's right.
Since it's a one-time-a-day thing. I'm just saying that because, you know, they moved it. We asked that it be moved because everyone kept missing it.
Right. And now it shows up in the bottom left-hand corner.
Yeah,
of the,
so it's
the
still hard to find.
Ad panel. Yeah.
Right.
But, hey, if you use the checklist server or something like that,
exactly.
You know, then now you get a reminder to do it. So, and seeing that's what, when I come into the game, the first thing I want to do is, you know, load up my checklist and then go through the things that I need to do to start my day's actions as far as stuff I have to do, like collect my properties, go through and build my craftable items, and then turn around and then either go rob, fight, or do whatever else I'm going to do for the day. That's the rant of the day.
Wow, that's quite the rant.
That's your rant of the day.
Yeah, you started it. I just piggybacked on.
No, Zynga started it.
Well, that's true.
You were just really passionate there for a minute. That's all.
Yeah.
Me? No. I don't get emotional.
Well, hey, Pete, do you have anything going on in Spockholm this week?
We're, you know, obviously gearing up since Martin's also going to be going to PAC 2. So we're gearing up to, we're working on that that war machine that I mentioned on the last show. We've got a couple other things going on in the background. Our crafty little helper, Spocklet, getting a little bit of an update to behave a lot like the marketplace one, where as Zynga adds new items to any of the craftable areas, you know, like the zoo, the chop shop, and so on, that we won't have to manually go in and update the code to catch those additions. Because that's one of the things that, you know, does take some time is to remember, oh, now they've added a new thing or taken something out, and we have to go remember to go update. So we're trying to make as many of these things as automatic as possible, so it does require a lot less intervention. We're always working and always constantly trying to refine and make changes. They made some more changes to the checklist, which now has the capability for people that have smaller screens. There's a scroll option on the top, so you can actually scroll the items now, so that's helpful.
Nice.
I think the nicest feature is the new server version that ties to a Facebook application that now lets you store your settings so that when, let's say you're in a house, a good example, the one fan that we had that, you know, is in a house of seven different people that play Mafia Wars, if they're all playing on the same machine, they could actually go in and create a checklist that is their own individual checklist. And when they play the game, they can load up their checklist. And when, you know, the next person logs in and plays their game, they have their own checklist. So instead of a true bookmarklet that's just tied to one machine, it could be now tied to multiple accounts.
People are going to love that.
Yeah.
Lots of people play at work.
That's true. And so what if your settings can travel with you when you're at home and work? So that's kind of the idea behind the Spocklet for checklist server. So... that's it. That's all I got. What do you got going on, Jen?
Oh, just a few things. Some good news. We've all been complaining for months. I don't even know how many months. About the hit list statistics. If you want to see how long somebody lasted on the hit list, you weren't able to do that because your own statistics would show up. And that's been really annoying. And they finally fixed it. If you want to check out how long other people have lasted, it's now an option.
Cool.
I was excited about it. I like to snoop and see, like, look at their stats.
How close are they so that you can watch them and then monitor their account so that when they get really close next time, you can knock them off before they get there?
No, that is fun, though.
I've never done hitless sniping, but, man, I hear as part of the game that there's some players out there that that's their thing.
That's how I used to always fight before I learned about bookmarklets. I would, because it was so much faster on the hit list.
Right.
And it was always fun to get the people towards the end. That's mean, though. I don't do that anymore.
Right.
She's changed her wicked ways.
Since the game changed, all the people at the end are really strong, and I can't beat them. So it lost its allure. Another thing that we need to bring up Well, we have this mission called The Dead Man Talking, and it was kind of messed up because it was introduced on February 16th, and it wasn't supposed to be until the 17th. So they pulled it. So some people were able to finish it, like I did for a blog post. Others, you know, had it, started it, and then it got taken away. So it came back on the 17th, and we had 7 days, 8 hours to complete it. If people are getting towards the end now, there's 3 days left. But some of these tasks require that you do things like you have to win a war, declare a war. You have to collect 2 armory items. And the very last part contains an objective where you have to collect on your Las Vegas casino twice. And there's a 48-hour window of when you can do that. So if you had just collected on it and got to part 6, well, you're going to have to wait 2 days. Then you're going to have to wait 2 days to collect it again. So not everyone's going to finish this mission. And some people had issues with it showing up once it was implemented. They didn't even get it on their accounts for a few days after. And I had one person today say he still hasn't gotten it. So I personally think Zanga should extend it a couple days, but I don't know how others feel about that. What do you think?
My take is, I think if it's not been rolled out to everybody at the same time, then everybody should have the same amount of time available to do it. So if you're going to do a slow rollout, then you got to find some way to make the timers available to everybody the same, which is a problem because the timer that they post is one timer for everybody.
Right.
So I think that's a problem. So I think they're going to have to extend it to give those people that unfortunately came in later more time, and you're going to give those people that got it even earlier an extra couple of days or whatever. But I think with these particular type of activities, it would make a lot more sense to roll these things out all at once to everybody. You know, most of these missions and so on like that have been in the game now have been tested long enough to know whether or not they're buggy and whatever. So you shouldn't have issues with a mass rollout of one of these particular events. Roll it out to everybody at once, set the timer on it, and then we know we're ready to go. I think if they set that where you roll it out and everybody gets it all at once and that's the time period, sorry, there's going to be people that are not going to be able to complete it because they're going to choose to play their game a little differently.
Yeah,
can't lose them all.
So yeah, you're not going to make everybody happy. But I think with staggering the rollout, you have a problem because now you're not making it. It is not fair to those that
get it
really late. And I think they should extend it for that reason.
And then some people have it, but then you encounter a bug. Like, you know, you try to declare a war and you get I'm sorry, the war feature is not available at this time. I'm sure we've all seen that one.
Yep.
And what I tell people, constantly getting questions about, you know, this won't work, that won't work. Well, people really need to go to customer support. If you go to your game header, it says account, open that up and there's going to be a option on the drop bar for support. Click on that and that's going to get you to customer support. And then you want to look for the email or live chat on the right side column. And it's not always there, so you have to sometimes refresh or go to a different page and it'll eventually show up.
And you can get the same help there from Get Satisfaction.
Yeah, Get Satisfaction is kind of set up, like I like to think of it as a mixture between the forums and customer support. People that have had no luck going through the customer support channel or getting their questions answered on the Zynga forum boards have had success posting their issues on Get Satisfaction. And they have Zynga employees monitoring those as well. And you can scroll through them. There's only about 4,000 people who have signed up for it. So you do get attention on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish players would do that.
Right. Awesome. Well, do you have anything else to add?
There's a couple more things, but not really a big deal. Yes, I do.
Then it's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, it's just like we got new crates.
Egyptology
crates. And there's really cool stuff in it. I don't usually buy loot in the marketplace. But sometimes I'll buy crates if they're on sale just because I can't help myself. But these have really the highest stats we've seen of any crates.
All right. Well, thank you. And we're going to cut to a break.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Sparkle on its 5-year mission to seek out strange new life and new civilizations, and to boldly go where no bookmark writer has gone before.
Humans make illogical decisions.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
Spockle Mafia tools are not endorsed by Zynga. However, they have been known to prevent carpal tunnel syndrome. Enjoy.
Live long and prosper.
Be sure to visit us on the web at www.facebook.com/mafiatools.
We're back on the Informant Podcast with Miggs, Chainsaw, Chester, and the Family Life. Hey, Chester, what's going on?
War.
War, I know. Yeah, it's been that kind of a month here, huh?
Absolutely. I missed you guys last week.
We missed you too.
Yep, but real life had to trump the game this time.
It happens.
Yeah, but hey, I'm back and I'm here and I'm talking. And we got rants. A few people, one of them corrected me the last time when I had said something about the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Right.
I said Boston because I was thinking about the Boston Massacre that had happened instead of Chicago. Or sorry, Chicago. For you people that are up there. But yeah, so, and Diana, you're absolutely right. It was Chicago. It was not Boston. So I apologize for that.
He stands corrected.
I do. Let's see. And then we had another rant come through the email on the tip line. And it's from Darren. And Darren was talking about serving versus hit listing and what his personal thoughts were on it. And he was basically thinking that, and I'll quote this, on a moral scale of things, it's lower than hit listing. And he gave a list of reasons why. And he's saying that your adversary will die, if not by you or your friends, but by somebody working the hit list. That's true. But when I talked about serving, you literally have the other person in wait. And
right.
You already know that they can take them. It's not somebody else that's lower than you. It's somebody else that's a heavy within your family. And that's the only way that serving works. I agree. If you start hit listing somebody, that's just dumb as bricks. So, and you do deserve your ass hat kicked. The second thing he was saying is that taking the war to the hit list, you're bringing in unknown allies. No, not if you're serving correctly. And again, there are guidelines that create it being a serve versus just adding some idiot to the hit list. So again, to serve, you have to have somebody laying in wait that's on that server, and everybody should know the server number. If you don't, there are links, I believe, on the Informant Podcast page and maybe on our Facebook page as well. If not, they will be by the time everybody listens to this. And again, serving, you've got to have a heavy that's there waiting, and you got to know which one it is. So if somebody who is on your server, if you hit list them and nobody's there to take them off, yeah, you just hit listed them, and that's done. And you deserve to get smashed.
May as well ask your mafia to attack.
Yeah, he's got several other things on there. He does talk about the only way to truly ensure that you get the kill is by using bots. And he's saying that it really offends everybody when you start using bots. Well, yeah, that's the lowest of low. That's lower than hit listing. That's lower than red icing. That's lower than anything in the world is to actually use a bot to play your game to beat somebody. So if you're throwing Brawler out there and you're putting a couple people in there just to keep them ice, that's not cool.
Mm-mm.
If you're in a war, go in there, serve if you need to. Most of the time people don't serve, but it is something that does happen. Since I wasn't here last week and I haven't been able to listen to the show yet, did you guys talk about the new mock war, the St. Patrick's Day coming up?
Briefly, a little bit.
Yeah, back on the Love Hurts page, when we did the mock war, that was our first one. That was sponsored by Zynga.
Zynga.
but yeah, on the mock war, people really seem to enjoy themselves. People are like, hey, when's the next one? When's the next one? And somebody said, well, you should do something on St. Patty's Day. And so I talked to Zynga, and they said, let's do it. So we're back again, St. Patrick's Day. I've enlisted Pete to actually build some things on some specs that I've been wanting done for a while. And so he's building something that's going to make it so easy for all of you listeners to actually go in and click on a link and be able to register. It will automatically assign you to a team. So you don't have to wait for me. I know that was one of the frustrations that people had, is that you registered and you had to wait a few hours before we were able to do the next group. And the only reason that took a long time is because all of us were wiped out. We were working about 20-something hours each day to get this mock up and running. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to automate it so it runs a hell of a lot faster and a lot smoother. So Pete's been coding his little Tushy off.
Love it.
Time. You click the link, it's going all the way through for you. You don't have to do anything. It'll grab your level. It'll grab all the stats that we need like we asked for last time. It'll put it all in. It'll put you on one of the teams, and you'll know it within a minute because it'll be searchable too. So you'll be able to go in there, put in your name, boom, it'll find you and put you in, and it'll tell you where you're going to be.
I love
so
it.
Trying to make this so easy for all of you. We also have maybe an in-game special that everybody will be able to use, but we're not going to release that until we're positive that everything's going to work right.
Right. So,
and I think it will, especially if Martin codes it. No offense, Pete.
None taken. He's
much. What was a learning experience?
Between him and Ike, they're much better coders than I am.
You're the voice.
That's right. I'm the voice, and I'm face of the A-team.
Yeah. But yeah, so St. Patty's Day, get ready for it. We'll give you a link. We'll tell you when registration is open. It will be more than a week beforehand. Do not worry. Mm-hmm. So at least that part will be there. And Zynga said that they'll get much better gifts this time. So I know
nice.
That you. And one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to give away two lotto sets the next time.
Two?
I don't have diamond things, but I've got two lotto sets.
Do you need ours or do you still have some?
I still have my own that you guys.
We got to start saving
we
now.
We have your back. We
God, these people, I'm telling you.
You love us.
This is what I have to deal with. You think that I'm long-winded. I just get abused all the time.
You love it, too.
Yep.
I do. Without you guys, my life would be brilliant.
Just go on.
I think that's basically it right now. So thanks for the rants. Keep them coming in. Appreciate your views on that. Hey, Jen, you got a shout-out?
I'd like to give a shout-out to KTM Trading Market.
You nice. Did. They were our segment last week.
Yeah, we talked about them on the show last week, and they were very appreciative. They said that they really liked hearing it.
Good.
All right, guys. That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car skidding, crashing to the brand new world. I want to ride.
Ride.
I want to ride.
Ride. Ride. Ride.